Gary Stokin, the president and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. He will be joining us live here on Radio Row. And this year's game is Alabama and Duke to kick off the college football season. He's joined us a couple of times in the past, guys, and we're looking forward to getting a chance to talk with him again soon.
Yeah, absolutely. We had him on last year, and Auburn was a member of that opening game last year in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Obviously, victorious game against Washington. They'll be back in it, obviously, next year, kind of mixing up what they do with the Chick-fil-A kickoff games and that sort of thing. But, yeah, as you mentioned, Alabama and Duke is the game this year, and we're looking forward to talking to them.
Gary Stokin about to join us here on the program as we are broadcasting live from Radio Row here. And a good friend of the program, got a chance to speak with him soon, just made the joke asking if he was on a Clemson radio network.
Now no, see the Auburn
on the radio network. Good catching up with you again. Last year, we were in a position where we were able to preview that Auburn and Washington.
Great win for Auburn.
Absolutely. What a way to start off the year. How did you think that game went?
Oh, it was fantastic. I mean, it was rated the number one most important game in the non-conference schedule, and I think it elevated Auburn, certainly, for the success they had. And that's what these Chick-fil-A kickoff games do. They really, in the eyes of the CFP, they reward teams for playing a tough schedule. And if you win that game, you know, it elevates you. If you lose the game and that team that you lost to still has a great year, there's such a thing in the CFP nomenclature as a good loss.
Right.
And so next year we'll have Auburn back with North Carolina. Three games, which have never been done in college football history, with West Virginia, Florida State on Saturday, Georgia, Virginia on Monday, and North Carolina, Auburn the next Saturday.
And that's something we want to ask you about. A, what is the thought process? I mean, I guess it's kind of an obvious thought process. More football is just more of everything. It's great. But also, what do you see this being a common occurrence, or is this kind of more of a one-time see-how-it-goes test?
You know, in 21, we'll do two games. In 22, we'll do two games. We're still negotiating 23. 24, we've got Georgia and Clemson scheduled. And 25, we're negotiating. So, you know, our staff does such a great job. They deserve all the credit. We've got wonderful staff, great volunteers, great corporate support. And so, we're trying to make Atlanta the capital of college football. Some media have called us that. And so bringing more games to Atlanta, either at the beginning of the season or during the season, we're all in.
One of the things that has been discussed regarding college football as a whole is that attendance is down. Everybody's just wanting to watch on TV and not go to the games. Are you seeing that with any of these Chick-fil-A games, or does it seem like the crowds are still there?
Yeah, we're seeing great crowds. We average over 68,000 people at these games, which is more than 35 bowl games.
Yep.
And when you look at college football, I think people want to see great matchups. So they're willing to come to the type of games we've been able to put together. I think where you're seeing the down turn in attendance is they don't want to see the nondescript FCS games,
right,
where it might be 55-0, they're sitting out in the heat. They want to see competitive games. And that's what we've tried to do with all of our Chick-fil-A kickoff games, and certainly the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl as well.
So the 2019 version of that game is going to be Alabama versus Duke. Take us inside that negotiation process. How did this matchup come to be?
Well, we certainly thought that Daniel Jones would be the quarterback at Duke, who was the number 6 pick in the draft for the Giants. He went out early. So, you know, when you schedule these, obviously you don't know who's going to be there, even who's going to be the coach. Because, you know, I visited with Jimbo Fisher at Florida State, and I said, Jimbo, you know, after the 13 national championship game, we'd love to get you in our Chick-fil-A kickoff game. He said, Gary, we'd love to play. This is our first opening, which would have been this year. Well, unfortunately, Jimbo's at Texas A&M.
Right.
He wanted to play West Virginia. We went and got West Virginia. So we have Florida State versus West Virginia, and unfortunately, you know, Jimbo's not the head coach. So you don't control everything. You try and get schools that are going to have a good quarterback. The coach is going to be there. And recruiting-wise, we look at the recruiting for 5 years to make sure that they're going to have good recruits, so they'll be a ranked team.
Right.
That's what you want to do. You want to put ranked opponents against each other in that first game.
What is your main criteria for selecting these teams? Because I know that oftentimes they're very localized teams, but last year we saw Washington from the other side of the country. So kind of what is your criteria process for trying to select teams?
We've tried to take what worked for us in the bowl game before we joined the CFP with ACC versus SEC, because, number one, they've got inventory. They each play 8 conference games, so the ADS schedule 4 games. So when you're an AD, if you have 8 conference games, 4 at home, 4 away, you have 4 games left to schedule. 3 of those you want to schedule at home because you typically want to have a 7-game home schedule for revenue purposes. So that being the case, you've got 1 game left. That's the game we want. Because if we can make you as much or more money than your net at a home game, now as an AD, you got a financial windfall.
Sure.
You made your budget on your 7 home games, and you're getting an 8th payout. So typically works better with ACC-SEC. That's typically where our criteria has created the success that we've had. Now we'll go out and get an Oregon who is going to be ranked. You know, we want to put together the best top 10 teams we can get, or top 20 teams in our Chick-fil-A kickoff game.
And then on top of that, as you said, when you look at the 2020 schedule, I know we talked about 3 games being on the schedule. More specifically with that Auburn and North Carolina game, more football is absolutely welcomed, but was this presented to both North Carolina and Auburn as a Week 2 matchup, or how did that come to be?
Well, it started with Auburn called us and said, hey, we've got an opening in Week 2. Would you like to host us? And there were other people that wanted to host Auburn,
yeah,
but Auburn wanted to come to Atlanta. It's a great recruiting base, great alumni base for Auburn. And so we started doing the research of who else had an opening in the second game, and we found North Carolina did. And so we talked to North Carolina. Would they play Auburn? Auburn, would you play North Carolina? And we put the matchup together.
And obviously going into this year, it's always a plus when you get a national semifinal game. You get a playoff game, and that's going to happen again in Atlanta this year. It goes to without saying it's because of this great event that you put on and because of the new football facility. Just how great is the new facility in Atlanta, the I guess Mercedes-Benz Georgia Dome, and just how welcoming they've been in continuing the relationship with you guys?
Well, Arthur Blank really deserves a lot of credit because he put his money where his mouth is. He wanted to create a true fan experience. And so from everything from on the third level, which you typically don't see a lot of amenities, he has a 100-yard bar up there. You know, the food and the drinks.
Yeah.
You can get $2 Cokes and you can get free refills. You pay $3-4 for a hamburger or hot dog or, you know, food. So instead of, you know, going to a restaurant before, you can go to the game, you can eat and watch the game. If you're on the club level, you can be downstairs where you can see the players come out of the locker room. So it's very much a fan experience, and it's worked very, very well. It's the best stadium in the world right now, and so we're pleased to be partners with them.
And then this year, obviously, 150 years of college football. What kind of celebration or kind of partnership will you have with them this season?
Yeah, we're going to start off college football on August 23rd. We're going to have a breakfast that Kevin Weiberg, who's running the 150th, come in, show his video, speak. We're going to have the ADs from Georgia, Georgia Tech, Kennesaw State, and Georgia State, both head coach and ADs there on a moderated panel with Tony Barnhart, and really celebrate the start of college football. The next day, we're going to have Peach Bowl Football Fest in the Hall of Fame. Anybody who wants to come to the Hall of Fame can get in free. We're going to have activities outside the Hall of Fame in Centennial Olympic Park and right around the park there. Then the next week, we've got our True Taste of Music, which will be Edwin McCain with Chris Hall, a great chef in Atlanta. They'll make Edwin McCain's favorite meal, and Edwin will play Chris Hall's favorite music.
Sure.
So there'll be a concert and great food.
It's a good duo.
Yeah, exactly. And then the next day, we kick off college football with Duke and Alabama.
That is the voice of Gary Stokin. He is the president and CEO of the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl. Gary, you've been all too kind with your time. We really do appreciate you taking some time and chatting with us here in Auburn. And we'll see you in 2020.
We look forward to maybe this year in
maybe
the
this year.
SEC
maybe,
Championship.
Who knows?
Or the
who knows?
Semifinal Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl.
And then we didn't even have time to mention SEC Media Days coming back to Atlanta next year. It really is the capital of college football. Gary, thank you for your time today on
Thank
Sports
you,
Talk.
And hi to Gus Malzahn and Alan Green and all my friends at Auburn.